That's right. You're listening to, another edition, I guess, of Oh No at Night. Featuring your host, me, Owen. This is usually where we just sit down. I take a couple calls from you guys, the listeners. And we jam out to some tunes. I get a little drunk. And I mess with you in the chat room. So, yeah, the chat room is open. You guys can join. That's at Mixler.com/Ono Radio Show. And we're piggybacking on our flagship show, which, by the way, guys, we will be live tomorrow with a full Ono Radio Show. I want you guys to know that this is not by any means what the Ono Radio Show is like. It's a lot different. What this is just me sitting in my studio, bored out of my mind, chilling with you guys on the internet. And the Skype's open. That's a thing. That's going. Yeah, you can use the Ono Radio Show's line, so that's 321-332-0186. That's going to become Ono Media's line soon. That's what you guys don't get. This whole radio Ono Radio Show thing is going to turn into a bigger multimedia enterprise. Oh, look at that. Jackie Bender's calling. Oh, look at that. Hang on, Jack. I got to turn the music down. I know you can't hear it, Jack, but you had quite the introduction musically.
Well, I heard the music that was playing a second ago because I was listening on the Mixler. That was quite the funky little tune grooving there.
Yeah, we got some grooves going on. We're going to keep the grooves going. They're real low in the background beneath you right now, Jack. How do you feel about that? You got some you know, good grooves to keep the conversation going?
I'm feeling good. I like the Oh No at Night. It has a nice,
oh,
nice
no,
smooth ring to it.
Well, that's just it, you see. I mean, it's going to be a nice little jaunt into whatever we kind of want to do, you know? We're going to sit back. We're going to relax. We're going to, you know... I think Oh No at Night might be the third show on the network. How do you think about that, Jack?
I think that would be a welcome addition and a good fit too. To round out the brand at the moment.
Exactly. I mean, you've got the radio show, which is, you know, everyone I can cram in a room. You've got Something Dreadful, which is me and Duncan face-to-face. And then you've got Oh No at Night, which is just me whenever I feel like it, kind of tuning in and checking out the audience, seeing what's going on. And taking calls from people like you. Taking calls from people like you. Interacting with fans. I mean, yeah, we don't always get the chance to really talk on the radio show, Jack. But I imagine there's far more in the lexicon of Bender than we're really even getting.
Well, and it's interesting, aside from, you know, my calls from the road when I was road tripping to California, there really hasn't been any time where it was just a conversation between you and I. It's always been me calling into the show with everybody kind of there. So, this is a cool thing you got going on here.
Yeah, no, I think Oh No at Night is definitely going to be a good idea and something we can move forward with. But, you know, not so we, you know, bore, you know, we don't want to bore anyone, Jack. I mean, it will. But no. I do want to tell you a little story that happened to me this week.
Sure.
Well, for the longest time, it's been about 3 months now. My mom bought me a pair of sandals, right? And she got it for my birthday, and I didn't know what to say about them, right? She got me this pair of sandals, And I try 1 foot on. I'm like, oh, I kind of like them, I guess. Yeah, they're all right. And I just try 1 foot on. I do the 1 foot kind of walk in them. I'm like, oh, yeah, they fit. They're good. So I don't go to wear them for a while. And I end up finding that when I go to put both sandals on, I can't quite get them to feel right. I keep shuffling with my feet. I don't know. I switch them back and forth. I'm like, no, they're on the right feet. No, maybe they're not. I don't know what's going on, right? Until I finally fucking realize that I've got 2 left sandals in the box. So here's what happens. I finally call my mom. I'm like, hey, you remember those sandals you bought me for my birthday back in May? Like almost, 2-3 months ago. Remember these sandals that you bought me? Yeah. Do you still have the receipt? Fuck no, I don't have the receipt. All right, well, here's what's up. I got 2 left sandals in a box, and they don't fit, obviously. I don't have 2 left feet. So mom's like, all right, don't worry about it. Put them aside. Next time I see you, I'll pick them up from you, and I'll try and do something about it from the store I bought them from. I'm like, yeah, right. You're never going to be able to do it. So I gave them back to her a couple weeks ago, and she gets an early shift off work or whatever. She gets released early, and she goes, and she's like, oh, you know what I'll do? I'll stop by the store. I got the sandals. Let me see what's up. So she goes in. And literally as she approaches the counter, Jack, the woman sees the box she's walking in with and starts leaning down to a spot below the counter and pulls out an identical box. And guess what's in it?
Two right fucking sandals.
Exactly. So literally she walked into the store. She handed one sandal. The other person handed another sandal. They did a sandal swap. And
wow.
Yeah.
So for 2 months, they were keeping that box of sandals.
Exactly,
waiting.
Below the counter, yeah.
Wow. I was expecting that, or you were going to say that one of them was, like, 2 sizes, the wrong size or whatever.
Isn't that nuts?
I'm impressed that they still kept them after all that time. I would have thought they'd like send them back to the whoever. They're like, yeah, you sent us 2 right feet. Fix it.
I have the feeling that somebody else bought the other pair. I don't know. Maybe they discovered before someone bought it. I don't know.
And maybe it's just because it was a gift, so it wasn't, she didn't try them on herself because they weren't for her. But if I'm going to buy a pair of anything that goes on my feet, I put both of them on my feet before I leave the store to avoid something like that from happening.
Absolutely.
I would think.
And that's part of my bad, like when I tried on, like, quote unquote, the sandals, like I tried just the one on. I didn't try both on. I tried the one on and I just tried the left. I didn't go both feet. I will now know, for future reference. Anytime I'm going to buy a pair of shoes, I can't just do the half-ass, like, oh, 1 foot feels good in it. No. You got to try them both on, guys. I think that's a lesson we can impart on our listeners. What do you think, Jack?
I'd say that's valuable wisdom. I'm presuming they were comfortable enough to warrant all of this effort of getting the other instead of just,
well, that's the,
yeah, they don't fit. Sorry,
that's
Mom.
The funniest thing about it. This is probably like a $13 pair of sandals. Like there is nothing special about these sandals. They are rubber. They are black rubber sandals. $13.
But it's just like the cheap pair of sunglasses. The cheap ones are the ones that you end up liking the most. Just how it goes.
And you can never lose a pair of cheap sunglasses.
Nope.
Every time I've ever bought a nice pair, though, oh. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something happens. They get stepped on, they get left somewhere, someone steals them.
When I was still in Florida, the only nice pair of sunglasses I ever had was a pair of prescription sunglasses, and I had my car broken into, and they were one of the things that was stolen, which anybody stupid enough to steal prescription sunglasses, I got...
Well, they obviously didn't know they were prescription at
the time.
Well,
of course not, but nonetheless, no words for that kind of stupidity.
It's funny now, like, none of my doors lock on my car, so at any point, anybody can get in my car. I think that's just a fact, and
right.
I'm to the point where like there is nothing that I leave in this vehicle that I, you know, steal my seatbelt. I don't know what you're gonna steal other than like the fucking empty water bottle on the floor. But yeah,
well, see, I almost and it's different out here. Because, you know, they actually, like, you see people digging through the trash collecting bottles and cans because you can take them in and get the refund, like, 5 or 10 cents or whatever it is out here.
Not plastic bottles, though.
But it doesn't matter. Plastic bottles, cans, like, they
make money off plastic out there?
Yeah, all of them. Like, and the thing is, like, people will save their own and take them in. But you have to, like, it's a separate charge when you buy a soda or whatever for the CRV, the cash refund value. It's like an extra 5 cents they charge you. And then when you turn it in, you get that money back. So people will dig straight up, like, and it was the weirdest thing when I moved out here. People will dig through the trash to pick out the recycling so they can take it in and, like, you know, get the money off of it. So, like, there have been times where
they do that here. I have,
like,
my neighbors do that.
But it's like I've almost wondered, like, how desperate, like, would if I had my window cracked in the parking lot while I'm running to the store, like, would somebody so desperate, like some, like, meth head or whatever, like, break into a car just to get, like, empty soda bottles?
Well, my doors are unlocked. They can just clean. They can just clean out my car for all I care. They can have at it, my friends. Have at it.
Get all the gum wrappers.
Yeah, get it. Get in there. Get my umbrella. That's about it's the most expensive thing that I keep in my car is my umbrella. Now, it does freak me out because I take my my laptop to and from work sometimes. And I drive a piece of shit car, but my laptop's just like usually just by my side, right? But the thought of like if I have to run into a store real quick and, you know, grab a Gatorade or grab a pack of smokes or a lighter or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. Like and the fact that in my passenger seat is something in a bag that you can't see, you know, no one can really know that it's in there. It's in a backpack. It's pretty unassuming, right? But the thing that's in that backpack is worth more than the car that it is actually in. Like, I swear to God, my laptop is probably worth more than my car.
Well, if it's a Mac, that wouldn't take much.
Yeah, yeah, and you know it is. You know it is. I mean, it's not even a very, very fancy Mac. It's a small Mac, but my car is a piece of shit. I've always driven pieces of shit and just kind of gotten by. I haven't had air conditioning, and I live in the state of Florida. Oh. I haven't had air conditioning in over 8 years.
Wow.
Over 8 years, I have not. I've just learned to deal with it. It's a windows down type of world for me, Jack.
Well, I mean, you are a smoker too, so that kind of goes hand
in
hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I guess. Wow, I didn't realize the Volvo didn't have AC. So I've ridden in that car with you. And
It did for a while. So I guess I have to take some of that back, but. Towards the end, yeah, there was no AC in the Volvo. That died on it, and
before the Russian mob came and took it away.
Before the Russian mob did come and take it away, exactly. Like, I wish I would have got more, pictures. I wanted to take pictures with those guys. I wish someone could have been around my house when that whole thing happened. Like, because it's a really unbelievable story, but I've told it, like, several thousand times, and I tell it pretty much the same exact way every time, and I guarantee you the way I tell it is the absolute truth, you know? Like, there's really not much I exaggerate, even in the story. They were straight-up mobsters. Like, these guys, Jack, these guys were scary.
And here's, you know, because I've heard, I think, you know, you tell me the story, and I've heard you tell the story on the show.
Uh-huh.
I want their side of it. Like, I want to know what they did with the car afterwards, or whatever, you know, like, oh, man, we were so close to just, you know,
totally just
knocking this kid over the head and stealing the car anyways, or whatever.
Yeah, taking the car, raping his wife.
I want the insight.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were probably they were pretty close to all of that. I don't know. I do have a good one though from yesterday. I check this out, Jack. I've been really like into my grilling lately, and I've been doing some like badass meals, right? And so I've been off. I've been off all week, you know. So I've been doing like the good thing where, you know, I've been, you know, burning some vacation time, and I'm not really doing anything. I'm just basically taking care of the house. I'm doing some chores. I'm doing a little bit here and there, right? But I'm cooking dinner for Teresa when she comes home every day, like a good husband should, you know? And I,
Very nice, responsible.
No, so I've got the whole grilling thing going, and I've done some kebabs, I've done steak, I've done chicken, check this out, Jack. I've done corn wrapped in bacon. I've done all sorts of, I've done potatoes. I've done everything. I've been grill crazy, and I'm doing a really good job at it. And every day she's been having a nice meal of like vegetables and, you know, either like a good side and it, like she's been getting fed, right? You know? And so yesterday I'm going to the store for one of these meals that I got in my head. All right, well, let me think. I'm thinking about all the things. You know, you're going through like your head, like the shopping list in your head as you go to the store. And I pull in, and I'm kind of like do about my whole day right now. And it's hot, and I got both windows open in my car because, like I said, I got no AC. And I pull into this Winn-Dixie parking lot. Now, usually we go to the Publix. I mean, Publix is always better than a Winn-Dixie. Always better than a Winn-Dixie.
Of course.
Usually we go to the Publix. And I decide, this one's closer. Winn-Dixie it is. You know, let's go to the ghetto ass Winn-Dixie. And I park up. And as I'm parking up, I'm winding up my both windows, you know, because I don't have electric windows. I got to wind them fucking up. So I lean over and I do the passenger one, and as I'm leaning over back to the driver's side, I'm leaning that one up, and I see this big, like really big Michael Dark Clunkin is what I almost called him. Michael Dark Clunkin running across the parking lot with two huge bags of groceries, like huge. And he fucking looks me dead in the eye, and then he just turns his head, and he sees the car he's about to hop, and he hops in this car, in the passenger side of this car, and they fucking zoom off. And 2 seconds later, then I see all the Winn-Dixie employees, like four of them, running out of the store, trying to take pictures and trying to get, you know, obviously the guy was a thief, and he... stole from the Winn-Dixie. Now, as I kind of like mingle, I get out of my car, and I'm like, well, I guess I'll just do a quick shop here. I'm here now.
Like, do my grocery shopping,
right?
No big deal.
No big deal. Now, as I'm about to do that, I'm kind of talking with these guys and mingling with the employees, and I find out just through, you know, hearing and hearsay, whatever, that the dude stole over $400 worth of lobster.
Wow.
Lobster and lobster tails. And basically just wiped them out and fucking went to the register and just ran. Ran. He got it bagged, though. That was the thing. Like, it was in bags.
Like, they'll ring you up and bag it, and then it's like, okay, exactly. Now you gotta pay.
And then at that point, that was, I think, when he took off and he ran. And, dude, this guy, that dude was, I don't know, he was gonna make his money that day, and that was just that.
But here's the thing, I mean, every grocery store has so many cameras, and they usually have, like, the TV monitor as you're walking in to show you that you're on camera. Dude's gonna go to jail.
Oh, I guarantee they have him on camera, but at the same time, why was the guy then running out from the store with his, like, smartphone trying to take a picture? He was trying to get a picture of the license plate, trying to get the number, like, and he failed at both. He didn't get the license plate number, he didn't get the picture. I heard him say that to his manager, who asked him those very questions. And, you know, all he's got is big black guy in a red Altima. But how often does that happen?
I wonder.
I think it happens all the time. I think grocery stores are probably robbed left and right. I think it's just a part of doing business.
Yeah. And it's not like people are holding them up, like straight up robbing, like, with a gun, give me the money. But the amount of groceries that are stolen, I'm sure. Because, like, I never really went to the flea markets out in Florida, but, like, we've been to the swap meet a couple of times out here, and you'll see stuff where it's, like, you know, like, packaged products, or, you know, like, you'll hear about, like, the hot thing that people steal and then resell on eBay is, like, disposable or, like, razor refills and stuff, because
right.
Super expensive. And I'm sure, and, like, some places I've seen things, like, locked up where you wouldn't think they would be locked up. But I'm sure groceries, like, even with all the cameras, like, people have to be.
Well, it's kind of, it brought to mind the whole, remember the game show, what was it? Supermarket Sweep.
Yes.
Like, what is the most expensive thing? You know, like, that was the whole deal. Was like, try to get to the most. Wasn't that the game though? Right. Like, you got to run through the store, and the goal of the game was to get the most expensive.
Yes.
End up cart. Like, you wanted the cart with
the
most amount
of money.
Yeah.
And it was always like, oh, they're going for the butterball turkeys. That's going to be
the
a lot
turkeys
of
was a big one. But the lobster, the lobster's a good one too. I can see where that's going. Like, I don't know. I'd fuck it up. Like, I'd end up just filling it up with stupid vegetables I like, and, like, I don't know. None of it's really that expensive. And
well, and that, and I can't remember, like, what contests this was the prize for, but, like, Nickelodeon back in the day, it was like the KB Toy Run or whatever, where it's like,
yeah,
you got like a
that.
Minute to just get
it wasn't a show, like, it was a contest they used to advertise in between shows. Yeah, you won that. Yeah.
And any of these things, like, I always thought, like, shouldn't you, even if it's, you know, not even something valuable or something you care about, just, like, with the cart, just take your arm and just, like, scoop things, like, just, like, go down the aisle and just, like, pour things off the shelf.
Yeah.
Don't, like, one by one take things. And nobody ever did it right. And supermarket sweeps, the same thing. Like, you know, they're, like, taking one by one. It's like, no, don't think. Just scoop the whole shelf or whatever. Who cares if it's just Hamburger Helper?
Here's a good one, though. What about if you did supermarket sweep in a true supermarket today, and you went to the wine aisle, and you just got all the wine. You packed a cart full. I think you might. You would win over Turkey Guy, would you not? I think you would.
Well, here's the thing. Out here, they have liquor in the grocery stores. So, with the exception of the really huge bottle of Grey Goose. Well, like some of the other, like...
Yeah, yeah. You know, maybe Top Shelf like, isn't there for it, the grabs, but you can get a bottle of Jim Beam, right? You can get a...
Well, but they'll have the small... It's just like the enormous, like the 2-liter bottle of Grey Goose is locked up. But like the normal, like 750 or whatever, like, and all the other stuff is just out there. So, I mean, you could get like a $50 bottle of scotch and just load up on that stuff. So... If we're talking that kind of, yeah, easily. But wine, same thing. Like, or even beer,
well, that would
for
be,
that matter.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, that would be the way to do it. I mean, fuck it. Like, most supermarkets have cartons of cigarettes. Just load up on cartons of cigarettes. Those are worth a lot of money now.
I feel like, you know, alcohol and tobacco were things that you never saw in supermarkets.
Yeah, they wouldn't. They didn't put them in
really,
there.
Really, I always wondered if it was a real... supermarket.
I don't think it was. That was a sound stage, wasn't it? I mean, it must have been.
But then, was the food even real, or was it all prop food? You know, like, does it have... It's not like they're cracking them open and, like,
you might be onto something. You might be onto something there. I've never really thought about it in that much detail, but you might be onto something in the fact that, yeah, that food on supermarket sweep... Might in fact have been fake.
I want to find a producer from that show, and I've got some questions. I want answers.
You know what, Bender? You know,
people out there would be curious to know why hasn't BuzzFeed done some top 10 you'd never believe about these old TV shows kind of thing?
Yeah,
I demand answers.
I'm in complete agreement with you, and. I think on tomorrow's Ono radio show, we might even take a look at that. I think we might just try and do some research. We are a hard-hitting journalism show, as you know.
As you should be.
So we'll really get, you know, into the nitty-gritty, and we'll really look up your supermarket sweep quandaries. And I think we'll get an answer for you tomorrow. You're going to be able to listen to the real show tomorrow?
I'm not working late into the day, so depending on what time you guys fire up the broadcast, I'll be all ears.
Yeah, it seems like we're probably doing an 8:30 or 9 start. We're getting a little bit earlier this week just because I'm off of work. But there's a lot of stories to tell from both me being off of work and Duncan. Also, not being at work and going on a cross-country trip, which there's some things I think you're going to want to hear tomorrow because I'm going to be picking at him as well.
I look forward to hearing all of the gory details of his exploits.
Mm-hmm. They're not near as gory as you think. The only one that I can really hint at is the fact that he's not going to listen. This guy's not going to listen. The guy he stayed with or sort of rented the room with, and it's Duncan and Kelsey, his lovely lady, and a friend of Duncan's that he met on tour, and this guy was apparently... let's just say a little invasive to their lives. And
unfortunate.
I want to provoke Duncan to talk about it tomorrow, and hopefully I can get him riled up enough to do so. In the meantime, this has been a really good, nice little half hour of, you know, Ono at Night.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I think this is the first official one. This is the first one that I've truly recorded, you know. I've got some others I can pull from the past, but I think this might be the first official Ono at Night. And I think we'll do a half an hour here or there. What I'm going to do now is sign off from you, Jack, but I will continue to play some tunes. And if anybody else, you know, wants to call, they can.
Great. It was good talking to you. I look forward to tuning in to the Oh No Radio show on the Mixler tomorrow evening.
Yeah, the Mixler's good, man. It definitely gave you that alert that I went live, right?
It did, and I like logging in from my laptop so that I can do the whole chat room thing. That's cool.
Yeah, we definitely need to get more people into the chat room thing. There's a couple funny ones that I want to mention from that next week, or this week, and I'll do that on the show. So, anyway,
perfect.
No, Jack, it's been a pleasure talking to you. It always is. Come on, you're our number one fan, or at least number two. I don't know where you rank with Mark, but you're close.
We're neck and neck.
You're neck and neck. Yeah. Thank you for, you know, all your support. And what I want to say to the listeners out there, that I want to try and get the idea out is, yeah, we're not going to be doing 24/7 broadcasts anymore. What we're going to do is we're going to leave it offline until we're going completely live. So anytime you get that little bully bleep Mixler app, if you are, you know, friends with us on the Mixler app, if you have the Mixler app on your phone, you get that little alert. That's basically us saying, hey guys, something live is coming from this studio. So we want to keep that going, and we want to make it worth your while to not just tune into something you've probably heard before. Even though I can do it all the time, Jack, I don't need to do it all the time. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Not just spilling endless reruns out there, but they can find the archives if they want to listen to an old show.
Exactly.
They know how.
They can go to onoradioshow.com. They can find us at, everything is going to be linked together soon. It's going to make this whole plug game a little easier, just because we have one thing to give out, and that is soon going to be ohnomedia.com, ohnomedia.com, and everything is going to be there. There's even going to be a little store where you can buy our little merch, and we encourage you to do so, and we encourage you to donate. Jack,
that's how you keep making more stickers.
That's how we keep this thing fucking rolling. Oh No at Night, we thank you for joining us, and I'll let you go, Bender, and we'll keep jamming out these fucking funky tunes. If you want to hang with us, we'll do so.
Perfect. Well, I look forward to the show tomorrow.
All right, man. Have a good night.
See ya. And Joe says hi as well.
Oh, hi, Joe. Of course I want to say hi to Joe. I love Joe. She's way prettier than you, Jack.
Yeah, she definitely is the better looking of the two benders sitting on the couch right now.
Trust me. I'm in a house with another butler that looks way more attractive than this one, so I can relate.
We are the lucky ones.
Have a wonderful evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow, or see you soon. All right, buddy. See you.
I don't think you heard me. Sex with ape-like beings.
Guys, like I said, this is Ono at Night. We hang out. We talk to friends. That was 30 minutes of me talking to Jack Bender on the airwaves. Just for fun. I mean, I guess I'm recording it. We'll see if I do anything with it later. Who knows? But what's important is that you know that you can call. Anyone can call. I'm going to put this out there to the world. And hopefully this thing picks up. So just remember, subscribe right now to Oh No Radio Show on the Mixler app. But look soon, and we'll make this very, very present and public to you. for Ono Media to have its own presence on everything soon, and we want you to like all of that, because that's going to be the hub of where you need to go to get all of this fine, fine content that comes from this studio. I'm going to step outside, grab a beer, and probably have a smoke, but I'm going to leave some tunes going, and if I see there's some calls or some chat room activity, then yeah, I'll come back and have a chat with you. Until that time, enjoy some duck sauce.
That kitty drives me nuts where he put crazy glue in my preparation.
Ah, yes. There's nothing like a little break, you know. And a little duck sauce, little jammy jams. Yeah, come on. You want to dance in your jammy jams. You know you do. That's what I'm doing. Got my PJs on. Drinking a beer. Listening to some duck sauce cranking away in my head. It's good. Got a good call from Jack Bender a little bit ago. And I think we might even be getting a call from our old friend Christian. I can't believe it. He's asking me for the number. I guess I didn't say that on air. If you do want to call, it's 321-332-0186. Or Skype us at Ono Radio Show. Trust me, we'll hear it. We will get to your call. Yeah. It has been one of those days. Oh, look at that. Say the name and it appears. Hey, Christian.
Hello.
Welcome to Oh No at Night.
Apparently, yes. This is kind of cool.
Yeah. It's my new show. I haven't. It's the first one. I haven't done any of them yet, so I don't really know how it works.
Right.
But pretty much my concept is I get online and I text people and I bother them until they call me.
And then they talk and you talk and
uh-huh.
We talk.
Yeah.
And done.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea. That's kind of the idea. It's late night drunk talk on the interwebs. I don't think it's a terrible idea. What about you?
Oh no, it's a great idea. As long as there's an audience, and even if there's not, who cares?
Hey, it wouldn't be the first time. Would not be the first time. What have you been up to lately? I feel like I haven't seen you in years.
Honestly, just work at the places, so...
Oh, it's so depressing.
You know? I know, right? My life has been a downward spiral of depression and despair.
You don't have any little sweet boys that you've been cuddling with?
You know what? If I did, you'd be the first to know.
Oh, man. You seem like you need a good cuddle.
You know, at 31 years old, it's probably the time.
You think so?
Gosh, you know.
I mean, what is it that you want the most in a relationship? Do you want to cuddle? Do you want to cuddle the most?
Well, you know, here's the thing. one of my very funny friends says, "Here's the thing."
Here's the thing.
At 31 years old, I'm not unattractive and I'm not untalented. The time has come for me to not be an interwebs neckbeard, because I'm not any of those things.
You feel like you, but do you feel like you have been in the past? Is that what you're saying?
No, well, like 13, 14 years ago, sure.
Okay,
yeah. And I've been through relationships and everything since then, but at this point, I'm just like, Jesus Christ, what the hell do I have to fucking do? How much more money do I have to make? And how much cooler do I have to be? Let's be honest. I kind of do a lot of stuff, and I'm like, oh, and this is me being honest right now. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But it's also me being picky.
I feel the same way, though. I feel like with our community, there is a certain amount of, like, cool you need to have or something.
Right.
Like,
which I have achieved before. The thing is that the people who glom on, I won't say glom on, but are certain people who are like, oh, hey, you. I'm like, well, no, there's nothing there. It has to be something that clicks with me, and that's my thing. And honestly, it's probably more me. I have been burned before in a relationship that lasted a really long time. And in the old gay years, that means it lasted a lifetime.
Right.
So I tend to be more picky with people now.
Because we all know that gay years are way longer than regular years.
It's totally like dog and cat years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we all know that. It's 7 years in dog years, that's almost nothing. That's like, yeah, whatever. If I was with somebody for 4 years, that's like 12 years to a straight person. By like 12 to 1. That's, like, I should have grown old and died with that person.
We haven't had a good gay report lately on just like the state of gay in Orlando. I mean, I always come to you for these things.
Well, to be fair, the last time I was on your show, I opened up a lot about all of that. That was pun intended.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
But, yeah, no, a lot going on. But, you know, I don't know. I enjoy the concept of this show, though, because it's much easier than actually having to go to your studio.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think I can get anyone on this thing just because, like, hey, man, it's a phone call away.
Well, to be fair, if you're doing a show and you want me on it and I'm at home, I will totally call it.
Yeah.
Just literally text me or call me or whatever.
Well, absolutely. And I need to get that going with, you know, the Ono radio show. And
you've got your whole, you know, cadre of people that you can call, so.
Absolutely. I think this will be fun, like, for a late night just jaunt. Like, let's go for a jog in the park.
Why not? I'm not in until after 1 p.m. tomorrow, so let's all do that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what the fuck else are you doing? It's like, all right, I'll call that asshole. I'll see what he's up to.
Yeah, you and I are there right now, frankly. I am right now, like, So You Think You Can Dance is running on my TV, which I should have paused 30 minutes ago so I can watch it tomorrow.
What are you watching? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
So you think you can dance.
You know, it took me the longest time to realize what that acronym on Facebook meant. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like, that took me weeks to figure out what the hell that was.
There was a very good friend of mine who is not gay.
Uh-huh.
Who is a male who you know as well.
Okay.
Who.
Can we say his first name? Can we say his first name?
Chase.
Okay, yeah.
Who turned me on to the show back when I lived with him for a short time. And I've been obsessed ever since. And I never understood dance until I watched this show. Now I get it now.
Now I get the dance.
I can't do it, but you know what? I understand it now, and I'm like, this is fucking phenomenal. And, like, some of these things make me cry.
All kidding aside, you say you can't do it, but you certainly must. I've worked on a production with you where you certainly muscled through that.
Yeah.
That, like, and I get it because I'm the same exact way as you. I can't dance for fucking shit. Like, I would never claim to have that sort of mobility or, you know, I don't know what it is. But you certainly, you faked it enough to where you did. You pulled it off. And
you know what?
I was proud of you. You pulled off a production where you weren't necessarily a dancer. But you know what? You did. You worked your ass off. And you know what? You were a dancer in that. Yeah. You actually were, you know?
And I was happy to say that, you know what? in all the years that that particular production has been done, I never had to be hidden.
You know? Right. Which is in so many productions, if there's a bad dancer, I mean, that's what you do, right? You hide them in the back, you put the good ones up front.
It's just not my thing. And there's just that one particular production where it's like, oh, I am in the front for some reason, for some why. What the hell is going on right now?
All right, I guess I'll just keep working my ass off.
And then I'm going to do what after? Okay.
All right. Yes. Give me the money, and we will talk about this, I suppose. And it isn't even for the money, though, is it? I mean, it's.
But that show, though, if you've never watched it before, seriously, it's kind of amazing.
So you think he can dance that one?
Yeah. Don't do Dancing with the Stars or anything like that. The thing about So You Think You Can Dance, and Chase said this as well, was it is the only reality show on television that produces art. And that's true. Because they have
choreographers. I can see that.
Because these have never been, any of these pieces have never been done before. They've won multiple Emmys for this.
What?
Because, sure, you're taking this music that exists already, but they costume it, they choreograph it, they do the, you know, everything with that. And there's stuff that will literally make you cry. And I'm like, okay, I know.
Perhaps I don't really understand it, I'll be honest.
And that's exactly how I was. And I was like, oh, you need to watch this. And we watched that.
What was the show? What were the Jabberwockies on? What were those guys?
Back in the day.
They were doing all them flips, and they had them masks. They were the fucking. They were the shits. They were.
Oh, you don't even know. There's so much crazy shit going on.
It's way better than that now.
No, I mean that was years and years ago. I mean, like, they're still around, but. So they're nothing now.
The Jabberwockies are.
It's not that they're nothing, but there are so many different types of bands, and even with different types of music and everything else, like, it's nuts. I mean, and again, not a dancer. Don't have a vocabulary of it or anything like that. I know, you know, the basics of certain things as far as I can talk about it, but holy shit, like, really, just. This show's a great primer for it.
All right, I know you're a big Breaking Bad fan, but I have to ask you how you feel about the whole thing that's shaping up with Better Call Saul. I have to ask you.
Did you see what happened today?
Today there was news today. I must have missed it.
Oh yeah, because you know it's happening. Hold on, let me look this up because I'm on a computer right now.
No, fair enough.
You heard about the billboards that went up in Albuquerque, right?
No.
Oh, because you know, back in the day, Saul Goodman was not called Saul Goodman.
Oh, he had another name.
He was Jimmy McGill, Attorney at Law.
Was that ever in? That was never in Breaking Bad.
No, it would never came up. Because that we were too far into the timeline of that.
Right.
There is a Jimmy McGill, James M. McGill, Attorney at Law, and you can call this number right now, 505-842-5662, and you will get a voicemail from him.
Uh-huh.
And this is an actual billboard in Albuquerque here.
Oh, that is awesome. So they're doing, like, viral promotions
for it.
That's great. Now, the big things I heard that really sold me on this whole thing was, of course, I'm a Breaking Bad fan, but Vince Gilligan?
Vince Gilligan.
He went out and said, I think, that it is going to be
a long jump around
on the timeline. Like, it's not going to be from one particular perspective. Like, it's going to hop around and you're going to see beginning, middle, and...
You're going to see everyone, apparently, at some point in the show.
I think you're going to see Walter at some point, and I think they'll make...
And they're going to leave that for a little while, but I...
They are, yeah.
And then he has also said that he wants to do it, so...
And why wouldn't you?
If Bob Odenkirk is doing this, like, almost 15, 16 years prior, you can de-age anyone, and we're just gonna believe them regardless. It's not gonna be a big deal.
What Bob? Yeah, Bob is one of those guys that looks exactly the same now as he did.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know, 20 years ago, he doesn't look any different. So it kind of works in that regard, you know. Plus, he's slimy, and you know the character itself. I'm interested to see like people like Bill Burr's character. I know he popped up a couple of times,
right?
And like Huel, the big black guy, Huel.
They Huel has to show up. If not, or we at least have to flash forward to find out if he ever got out of the fucking safe room.
Oh, if he ever actually got up from the pile of money?
Yeah, I mean, we have to flash forward to that, because at this point, we don't even know if he ever actually left that fucking hotel room.
There's a lot of... it's a good point. I completely understand you. Like, he could be just still sitting there to this day.
There's actually videos online of him sitting there watching that television forever.
That is a well-behaved big boy.
Because Hank put the fear of God into him.
And
he didn't know that, spoiler alert, Hank died 5 hours later.
Uh-huh.
You know?
My God, though. I mean, do you think it's going to even, like, do you think they're going to go the route of answering some of the questions that do, you know, linger from the whole...
I think they might try. I don't think they're going to go after it.
I think they're going to allude.
I think they might come to that. But you know what? With Vince Gilligan involved, I'm not saying no to anything, because he's brilliant.
Yeah.
And even he's so humble as to say, you know what? This might be awesome and it might be terrible. But he said that about Breaking Bad as well. So I can't imagine with him as one of the showrunners, this is going to be fucked up.
It's not going to be bad.
Yeah, and the guy who wrote all the Saul episodes is the other showrunner. So like I can't imagine that this is going to be so screwed up in some way or another. You know?
No, I completely agree. What's...
This is one of, if not the best show television of all time. Period.
I put it higher than Sopranos. I put it higher than a lot of other shows. I think it just, it's so, I think the thing I love about it is it was always like, something about it was so subtle. It had just, it had the pacing of it was so subtle. Like it always had you, but it did it in it grabbed you in a nice, slow, comforting way, and then just broke you from time to time,
and snapped
your head with neck with something.
And I'll tell you this, which I am actually very proud of, considering people, the general populace, the critics, and everyone else consider Breaking Bad, the best show of all time. I will say this: I was there from episode fucking one. I was not one of the Netflix people which came out.
I was not a Netflix person, but I did come. I was a season three guy. I will say that.
Which is great. But I will say, I'm wearing it as a badge of honor. You know what? I watched this from the first fucking episode. Yeah. And can you imagine the fucking weight every fucking season with every single cliffhanger with everything else, and not knowing in those days if it was
it's not even fair when people binge watch things, because they don't get the same emotion from season to season, because there's a next episode right there, you know, like they don't get that suspense in between. I completely get what you're saying there,
and I'll tell you this, and I'll tell anyone who might be listening right now, there's only one show on the air right now that's like that. And it's Hannibal. And it's on NBC, which, again, holy shit, it's NBC, it's network television.
See, I don't watch network television. Network television.
And you can watch the show, because it's not network TV. It's done as a cable television show. It's 12 to 13 episodes a season.
This is Hannibal?
And they show shit on that show that, well, like, how the fuck did you do that? Like, it's gorier than anything else. And, you know, the gory is not part, like... It doesn't need to be there. I mean, it has to be there because it's artistic. Like, I can't really explain to you right now, because it is one of the best reviewed television series on the air, if not the best. critically acclaimed.
That's the one that I need to watch next, then, because I was going to ask you the question, what's the show that I need to really get into?
Hannibal. Period.
Hannibal.
Well, I can tell you that right now. We're two seasons in. Third season is already in the works right now.
Is that on Netflix?
It is on, sadly, on Amazon Prime only because of the deal they made.
Gotcha.
That being said, there is a cool little Chrome app that you can download, and it is totally legal. It is called Ola, Better Internet.
Ola.
H-O-L-A, exclamation mark. And once you download that little Chrome app, you just change your country to Canada.
Okay.
And it has every single episode of Hannibal.
Oh, so it's like a VPN thing for another country.
Yeah, basically it just fools it into telling Netflix, hey, I'm in Canada right now.
Yep.
That's all it does.
So, that's cool. I've heard that most of the time people are trying to turn it the other way around so that they can have it for American Netflix.
Nope. No, you changed it to something else.
That's funny. No, Christian, I've got another friend that wants to call in, but I do love talking to you, and I want to give you the chance to just, you know, say whatever you want to the world or to me, you know, because this is Ono at Night, and we're carefree over here, you know.
I'm going to give you, just because we've been on the subject, I'm going to tell you and whoever else is listening right now, let me give you IGN's review in synopsis, which is one sentence.
Okay. All right.
Of season two of Hannibal.
Good idea.
Season two of Hannibal was truly amazing television. As the series returns stronger than ever, it cemented itself as one of the best series on the air.
That's it. One sentence.
But you can literally Google it and find out a thousand other reviews that are even more glowing than that. But literally, the in red for IGN, amazing, done. And that's why they're keeping it, even though it's low rated because it's so freaking gory and so crazy. But it's a Brian Fuller television series that is one of the best shows ever made.
Before I let you go, I have to ask, have you discovered or checked out any of Bob Odenkirk's produced show, what's it called? It's not Bad Boys, I'm forgetting it. It's on Netflix right now. It's a comedy improv type troupe show. And
okay.
I wanna say it's called it's something stupid like the Baseball Boys or hang on, I'm looking it up. Bob Odenkirk. What did I say it was called? It was an improv show. Here we go. Birthday Boys. That's the name of the show. It's on Netflix. You should check that out. It's that same sort of obscureness that I think we enjoy. So, I don't know. Try that out.
Alrighty. Well,
Mr. Bob or whatever. Same sort of vibe.
I just found the link to it. So, you know what? I'm going to get to bed. Listen. Watch Hannibal, period.
I will.
And whatever way, shape, or form you have to, phenomenal. People, actors that you like. Do you like Mads Mikkelsen? Do you know him at all? He was in one of the Bond movies. He's the one who jacked Bond's junk up a few movies ago with the thing.
Was it Brosnan Bond, or was it...
Current Bond.
Current Bond. I've seen Casino Royale.
Casino Royale, where he was naked in the chair and then fucked him up.
I think I know who you're talking about. I just can't. I can't put it in. Yeah.
But he is Hannibal. He's fucking fantastic, and he puts Anthony Hopkins to shame. he makes him look like he's overplaying it.
Well, it would be, yeah, it sounds like it's very interesting, and it's funny that it's a...
Gillian Anderson from X-Files in it.
Oh, like, I love me some Gillian Anderson. I always thought she was hot on the X-Files, too.
And she is more gorgeous than she has ever been in her life in the show.
Does she show some cleavage? She got some boobies going on?
No, but my God. And I'll say this. She's fucking hot in this.
Yeah. That's a gay man endorsement right there.
And I'm saying, how is she hotter now than she was 20 years ago?
I feel that way with a lot of the female actresses, though. Like, I feel that way for... I'll say the only one that didn't do it was Courtney Cox. Courtney Cox remains as plain and boring as she did on fucking Friends back in the day. That I'm just gonna say.
I liked her in Scream 1.
And Scream 2 is what you're looking for. That's where she had a little boobage going on. That's where she had a little sex appeal. The short haircut, the nice.
You didn't like her highlights in Scream 1?
No, I didn't. I didn't like her highlights in Scream 1. You're right. On that note, that's where we should end. That's where we should
end. Courtney Cox's highlights. No one cares. And on that.
Yeah, Christian, thank you so much for calling Oh No at Night. And I hope we can do this again sometime soon.
Oh, I'm sure if you keep doing this, we'll probably do it a lot.
But. All right. Well, that's what I want to hear, and we'll let it go with that.
And that's what she said. What?
What?
All right.
Good night, buddy. Sleep well.
See,
there you go. There you go, folks. Just me and the people at home chit-chatting, you know, throwing together a show together. What do we want to play? How about this? Yeah, this is always good. This is always good for good times. And yeah. Little blue straggler right there. Wonder if Jack's actually gonna call back in. He said he had a tip on something he found regarding our previous conversation about the supermarket sweep. I'll text him right here and see if he wants to call, and we'll be right back. Quick sometimes how people just call. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Bender is calling the studio. Is that Jack Bender again?
What is happening?
Nothing,
Oh No at Night.
Nothing much. Have you been listening to the rest of the broadcast with me and Christian just shooting shit?
I was not. I was washing dishes, being a responsible human being.
How dare you? How dare you? Well,
I
would like you to know that we've kept this whole thing going to the fact that I think, like, there might even be a whole show in this, you know?
Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic.
There's, like, a call in between, like, us talking before and now. It's great. It's like a professional thing we got going on over here. But you did have something you wanted to say about the fact that supermarket sweep. You did a little research, huh?
I did a little bit of digging, and I have not all of the answers to the questions, but some answers.
I'll take some over nothing.
Well, I did not know that apparently the show, when it was originally on the air for a couple of years back in the 60s, and then was brought back in the 90s.
So it was a 60s show before?
Yeah, for like 3 or 4 years on like ABC. But
I've never seen one of those.
Yeah, I mean, that's too old to even
That's vintage,
be on
man. That's collectible.
But apparently, they didn't, at that first version of the show, there was no product limit. But even though I still would have to find specifics on what that limit is, but basically, you couldn't just fill up on one specific item, or and I'm not sure if it's category of item or just like, you know, okay, if you have five bottles of Tylenol.
So you could only have so many turkeys is what you're saying.
Exactly. Now, there's from the brief little digging that I was doing, there's a little bit of, you know, people.
And these were in the rules. These were in the guidelines before they, like.
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, like probably not on the air, but I'm sure they probably told all the contestants this beforehand so they were aware. But it sounds like some people were saying that, you know, the products on the shelves were real and basically the non-perishable stuff just stays on there for forever until the next episode or whatever. The perishable
but
stuff...
But they had real non-perishables, canned food.
At the same time, somebody else was posting, and this is where I don't have the real answers, but some people were saying that some of the products were props, but weighted to be the same. So it's not like, you know, a can of beans is like, you know, empty and light or whatever. So I'd have to do more research to know exactly what's true and what's not. Interesting to note, though, I think it was the original back in the 60s was shot at a real grocery store, and then it was the newer version.
Oh, so the old one was shot at a grocery store. The new one you're about to tell me is shot in a soundstage, right?
Yes, I believe that is.
Oh, you're ruining my hopes and dreams.
But apparently it was modeled after a specific type of grocery store, some brand of store I've never even heard of, and then at one point was remodeled to look like yet another brand of grocery store I've never heard of.
Do you have the names in front of you?
I don't.
That's fine. That's fine. I just imagine, like, to me, it looks very Piggly Wiggly-ish or like kind of like a Kroger or a Southern grocery store.
But yeah, it's not any of those. I could have the information for the show tomorrow.
Get the information for that tomorrow. We'll do a little we'll do a little recap on the Ono Radio Show about this, and I'm sure Duncan will be, you know, into the argument because he's got all his northern, you know, grocery stores, and so does Tom, you know, that asshole.
Oh, sure. Well,
so we got
all
those
the
guys.
I have. So that's all. I'll leave you with that because that's all I have at this point. I'll come prepared with more information tomorrow.
You know what, though? Thank you for calling back into the show. I asked you to do so because of the facts that you were just laid down upon us. And ultimately, you know, I feel like it tied the show together, you know, quite nicely. Now we can sign off. We've got a nice hour and 20 minute long show, you know. So
there you go.
And we just entertain the people that stay up too late, that give, you know, even less fucks than us, like, hopefully. and hopefully we can keep continuing to do that. I think this is going to be a new thing that at least once a week I sign on, I say hey. And if you want to call, and that goes to you, Jack, that goes to Christian, who called earlier, and that goes to a myriad of friends that I have. If you want to call in, and that goes to all the fans out there that are just listening. You know, it's easy enough to do. You can Skype Ono Radio Show. You can call 321-332-0186. And Jack, it has been a pleasure having you on the first edition of Oh No at Night.
It was fun. We'll look forward to next week.
Next week, indeed. You can't hear the music, but I guarantee you it is some sweet bossa nova jazz. And on that, we will sign out, and we will talk again, hopefully, tomorrow.
Indeed.
On the flagship show, the Oh No Radio Show. Folks, it's been fun. Take care. Jack, I love you.